Thank you, first of all, for the honor and the privilege to address the Black Caucus of Healthcare Workers. I am Helen Newton, and the team that I worked with were Bernice Lubin, Bruce Bernstein, and Gregory McCool. And they're all at St. Francis Hospital and Medical Center. We're located in Hartford, Connecticut. The topic today is the role of minority physicians in community practice as gatekeepers for clinical research. I have no disclosures to provide. First of all, when we talk about African Americans and their participation in research, I'd like to start out with a historical view. African Americans have always participated in research, albeit at times it was involuntary. We have always participated. But today I would like to focus on the participation that has occurred in terms of investigators. The first recorded, well, I'm putting as an investigator, was a person known as Onesimus. In 1721 in Boston, he was a slave. He had a conversation with his owner because they were having smallpox epidemics. He told them of a technique that was done in his village where they would take a pustule from someone who was infected, open an area, and take that pustule and rub it into an open site. And they found that the people in the village were spared from smallpox epidemic. Of course, the man was not convinced because he was a slave, and he actually tested that on about 250 slaves in the Boston area. When they did not come down with the disease, he went to the health department, person in charge of the health department, who also didn't believe it, and they tested 250 more slaves. He was then convinced and inoculated his own child. 20 years, 30 years later, the inoculation for smallpox, which was perfected by Jenner, became the standard of care. We have Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, who performed one of the first surgeries on the pericardium. There was a patient who actually had a knife wound to the heart, and he actually repaired it, and the patient survived and did well. It was the second recorded surgery of that type, and the techniques that he used were incorporated in surgical procedures that went on after that day. Dr. Ernest Jess was a researcher and a scientist who published a book, The Biology of the Cell Surface, in 1939. We have Dr. William Augustus Hinton, whose work went on to, he did work in the diagnostic area and provided a test for syphilis, which was the Davies test, and the Hinton-Davies test in that day became the standard of testing, diagnostic testing for syphilis. Dr. Charles Drew, we've all heard about with his work with blood transfusions and blood storage. And Alfred Day Hershey, who is a man who was a Nobel laureate, who received the Nobel Prize in 1969 for his work with DNA, where he found that DNA actually held the genetic material. However, it took two decades before he was actually recognized for his work. And that is what is common in terms of research with African-American investigators, that very often they don't get credit for the work that has been done. So part of what I'd like to start off with historically is that African-Americans have always participated in research, and we have contributed to many of the advances that we see today. In terms of the research questions that we would like to answer today, the first, what are African-American physicians' attitudes and experience with clinical research? What are some of the barriers towards research that they have experienced? We want to talk about some of the barriers that they feel their patients experience when it comes to research, and are African-American physicians gatekeepers to their patient populations in terms of clinical trials? In terms of the methodology, this was IRB approved, and we used the National Medical Association membership list, and we actually chose physicians from that list. The interviewer was yours truly, was an African-American female who had long experience in the community. The interviews were scheduled at the convenience of the respondents, and they were about 20 to 30 minutes long. There were 13 items and 12 interviewees. In terms of the methodology, advantages and disadvantages, the advantages is that we had actual conversations that I had with each of these physicians in the community, and it allowed for a lot of elaboration of the answers. The disadvantage is that it came from a sample right in local Connecticut, and it was a small sample size. In terms of the strategy, we maintained notes, and three out of the four authors actually went through each of the responses and helped with categorization. We used latent content analysis, constant comparative, and straightforward analysis. In terms of the inclusion-exclusion criteria, we were looking for physicians of African descent who were in an active clinical practice in the Hartford area. In terms of our results, the demographic results, we had 8 females and 4 males. The average age was about 40. In terms of years in practice, there was about, the average years in practice were 12. 12 out of the 12 respondents had training in clinical research. 3 had been principal investigators, and 10 out of the 12 referred patients. In the bottom, you see 9 out of the 12 were specialists. When we asked the physicians what they felt were the general barriers that stopped them from participating in research, time was the number one answer, and followed by record keeping, availability of trials, and it goes down the list, and you can see staffing, exclusion from the process, incentive, protocol development, and location. When we asked the same physicians what were their personal barriers that stopped them from participating, again, time was the number one answer. But this time, finances came up. Record keeping, lack of knowledge of available trials, staff, inclusion, and protocol development. We asked the physicians what were their perception of their patients' barriers to involvement, and immediately you see the distrust of research, which is no surprise, but that is across the board. And then transportation, financial, lack of education, and it goes down. Where you see side effects and blinding issues, some of these things actually might fall under also distrust of research, but in terms of maintaining the integrity of the responses that we received, we wanted to keep them all delineated out in terms of responses. When we looked at the attitudes of these clinicians towards research, 12 out of 12 felt that research was a positive aspect of care. 12 out of 12 felt that their research would not interfere with their relationship with the patient. 5 out of 12 were interested in additional training. 4 out of 12 felt that patients had access to clinical trials. Conclusions. African American physicians have positive attitudes towards research. The majority of respondents did not believe that training would add to their ability to do research. They didn't feel that that was the factor why they were not doing research. Time, finances, and paperwork are seen as the most important barriers to African American participation in research. Now, in terms of the discussion, I mean, we know that African American physicians are underrepresented in the medical research community. We know what many of the barriers are because we have been studying them now for about 2 decades. What we need now is a paradigm shift. We need to focus on solutions that the physicians have told us are the problems. These are the barriers. So the solutions need to be focused on in terms of what the physicians have given us instead of what researchers perceive that we need. By that, I mean, the physicians say that time, finances, and paperwork are the problem. And yet, when we look at the solutions that have been offered, is they say the physicians need more training. When we look at the subjects who say that we have distrust of the community, research community, they say that those patients need to be educated. But perhaps, you know, trying to improve the relationship that we have with one another would improve the participation in research. implications and future directions. Thinking of minority physicians as gatekeepers may be reductionist. The research enterprise in the United States would be enriched if African American physicians were enlarged and deepened in all aspects of research, as designers of research trials, as bridges to their patient populations, and to all patient populations, because there's an assumption that African American physicians only see African American patients, and many African American physicians have a diverse population group. Also, as bridges to improving the disparity in access to health and access to cutting medical care. So the current and future role of African American investigators in the development and process of clinical research needs to be further elucidated. Thank you for your attention.